Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
People are on the internet seem to be so focused on the transaction, getting the conversion to the dollar. But when it comes to some businesses like roofing, where it's a $10,000 project on your house, I mean, you can't just, PayPal and buy now. You have to get them to the point of wanting to buy from you.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. Hope you're having a great day, whatever you're up to today. This is the final episode in our three-part mini-series on Facebook ads for local businesses. Now, as I mentioned in the previous two episodes, even if you're not a local business, if you are an online business, this is still going to be very relevant for you. All the strategies and the tactics that we talk about both today and the previous two episodes here in this mini-series are all relevant to you. So even if you're not a local business, don't go hitting stop on this podcast. Today on the show, I've got Adam Sand, who co-owns a roofing company in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Go Oilers. If you know me, I'm a huge hockey fan. And like local business owner David Brandt, who is my guest on the previous episode, episode number 94, Adam is one of my students who's using Facebook ads really smartly to grow his local business. And he's having such success with it that I had to have him on the podcast. And Adam, though, is selling roofs for homes with his Facebook ads. So if you are one of those people who thinks that, you cannot sell high ticket items or services with Facebook ads, listen up to this episode, because as you might know, roofs can cost anywhere between like $6,000 and into the tens of thousands of dollars. And Adam talks about that here today. So Adam has a longer sales funnel than most people, but what you're going to hear from Adam today, in just over 2 months, Adam has increased his roofing business by 40% just from running Facebook ads. That's right, 40% increase in business in just over 2 months. He's got more business leads in the pipeline than he knows what to do with right now. And his Facebook ad sales funnel has been so successful that he's been able to quit his full-time job. He's going to explain all that during the interview today. But that was news to me when I recorded this with him. He had just quit his full-time job the day before. I think it was 2 days before our recording. He is a co-owner. He's an investor in this roofing company and runs all the marketing. And he still had a full-time job on top of that. So he's been able to leave that full-time job because of the success that he's had with his Facebook ads, which I absolutely love hearing. Now, Adam has a value-first approach to his Facebook ads, where he uses them to establish his company as an authority in the roofing space. And then through this education-based marketing approach, then he sells his services, I should say. So today, we go through Adam's complete sales funnel. He breaks it all down. We talk about how he overcomes customer objections before even meeting with potential customers, and why Adam is desperately trying to stop his Google AdWords campaigns because the results that he's getting with his Facebook ads are crushing his AdWords campaigns. And we get into a whole lot more. Now, before we jump into it with Adam, though, if you are a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm going to be doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. Now, this is happening this week, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm going to be doing 3 live online trainings this week on Wednesday, July 27th. I'm going to do 2 on Wednesday, the 27th, and 1 on Thursday, the 28th. So again, depending on when you're listening to this, you may have missed it, or you might be just in time for it. So if you are in time and you'd like to register for one of these free live online trainings, just go to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, that's rickmulready.com/local training. And you can sign up for a day and time that works best for you right there. Or you can text local training. That's one word, local training, to 44222. And we will send you the registration form right there, so you can choose a day and time that works best for you. All right, without further ado, let's go hang out with Adam Sand. Adam, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
Pretty fantastic, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on here. You just mentioned before we started recording here, this is your first ever podcast interview. Is that correct?
Yes, you bet.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you sound really good, and I'm really excited to have you on the show here because you've been doing some really cool things with Facebook ads. And then before we kind of get into that and talk about what you're doing, tell us a little bit about who you are and what your business is.
Basically, I am a guy who just, you know, serial entrepreneur, tried a bunch of different things throughout my life. And over the years, I've just kind of put my hands in a few different things with a few different people. And I guess most kind of directly related to what we're talking about is a roofing company that I invested in with a guy who, you know, the easiest way to relate it is if you look at the book, The E-Myth, he was a great operator as far as running a roofing company, a great mm-hmm. technician, but he worked for another company. And after about 10 years, they sold it to another guy who didn't know anything about the industry. And, you know, he just felt he was the intellectual property that was sold with the company, but wasn't really compensated as such, obviously. And so, we came across each other and decided that it'd be a good idea for him to start his own roofing company. So I invested in it financially and brought, you know, some business acumen to it. And I would be more the entrepreneur operator and he would be the technician operator. Okay. And together, I help grow the business. And one big thing that I've always dabbled in is the social media marketing kind of thing. And I've done everything right and everything wrong. And mm-hmm. most importantly, the everything wrong. Like talking, I was investigated by the FBI for an accidentally viral social media campaign that I did for a tanning salon. Yeah, it's a messed up story. But it's turned into all these different things. So I help with this roofing company. And now I'm trying to get that to be a lot more polished. And that's how I came across your course. Mm-hmm. And it's allowed me to take kind of some gut instincts and some general good rules of thumb when it comes to marketing and turn it into something that's repeatable, something that's able to, you know, be calculated and reflected upon and split test, and learning the technical sides of what just general good business principles and marketing principles are.
Got it. And you're the roofing company's you're in Western Canada, right?
Yes.
Okay. What town are you in?
Edmonton, Alberta would be capital city of Alberta.
Got it. So a little bigger than a town. It's a good sized city up there. So
yeah, compared to the States, it's small.
true. So you have this roofing company up in Edmonton. How have you been marketing it up until this point? Before you started doing Facebook ads, what were you doing to market the business?
It's a lot of, The one advantage of the roofing company, roofing industry, is that you can drive down the street and see your customers, right? It's not like, say, kitchens, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can drive down the road and see, yep, that person needs a roof, that person needs a roof. So there's a lot of direct mail. But then, you know, that kind of gets thrown into the junk mail pile. Yeah. So then, we did, you know, we signed on with a pretty well-known, reputable company for Google advertising. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did the Google AdWords. And a lot of the success that we received to that from that would, I would say, be more attributed to the blog that we've run and the infographics that we've made. But mm-hmm. as far as generating traffic to our website, it's been entirely Google AdWords-based.
Okay. You were doing, so on the blog and infographics, tell me a little bit more about that. What type of content were you providing there?
Well, the big thing for me whenever I get involved with a business and try and help it grow is I find that in today's world, the big complication for customers is getting the information. We have this information-based society where we have the abundance of it, but the problem is there's all this content, but not much context. And mm-hmm. people who are inside their own four walls don't really understand the blind eye of the customer, right? And so what I've always tried to do is take my outsider's viewpoint and turn it into information that a customer can digest. So the infographics are mainly taking it so a person who, like me, knows nothing about roofing, mm-hmm. Can take the expert knowledge of Joe Sargent, right, and take that and find ways to visually make it so people understand what is drip edge, why do you need deck base at the bottom 3 feet of the roof, why is ventilation important on a roof, what is the difference between certain shingles, and how does the nail zone, like it's easy to find out that one of the big benefits of a malarkey shingle, for example, is that it has the nail zone. That's great. How does that help the customer?
Right.
I mean, it makes it easier for the roofer, but what benefits does that have to the customer? And even if it's explained, it's modified SBS with a tapered backing shim, blah, blah, blah. It's all noise, right? Sounds good, right? It's technical information, but it's content, but no context. The customer doesn't understand it. So the infographics have always been a way that I've, whether it's been tanning, real estate, house cleaning, anything, I've always used infographics as a way to really get the customer to understand what they're shopping for, because that's why they're going to the website. They're going to the website to shop,
yeah.
Right? And so many people...
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. I have a follow-up question to that and kind of how you're using that, but go ahead and finish your thought there.
Well, it's people are on the internet seem to be so focused on the transaction, getting the conversion to the dollar. But when it comes to some businesses like roofing, where it's a $10,000 project on your house, I mean, you can't just, PayPal and buy now. You have to get them to the point of wanting to buy from you. And so my position with the infographics has been to, instead of just marketing, advertising, call for free estimate, right, which is kind of the general path for a roofing company, is making it so people can shop, understand, and where they get their information, they'll generally feel most comfortable buying from. So instead of figuring out how much it costs to get a roof done or who is the best person to get a roof from, I'm trying to make it, and what we've kind of accomplished is they're figuring out how much they're going to have to pay. Like when they call Sargent's Roofing, they're calling, how much do I have to pay to get Sargent's Roofing to do my home? Not how much do you charge versus someone else, because you're establishing yourself as a thought leader in that space. Mm-hmm. All their knowledge about roofing comes from our website. So it's something that allows you to establish yourself as the people that helped them for free, mm-hmm. make sure that they knew how to shop for their roof. And that translates into almost anything.
Sure. So you've been doing this content marketing for a while now. And my question that I was going to ask you before is, when you're running Google AdWords, where are you sending people to? Are you sending people to, because if people are on Google, and they're Googling need a new roof or roofing contractors in Edmonton, that sort of thing. Are you sending them to an infographic at that point, or where are you sending them? Because it's a different kind of mindset when people are on actively searching on Google.
I find that the idea of long tail keywords that direct you to a specific infographic, mm-hmm. I haven't found it to be effective on a localized service-based business, right? It's because people are just, the way that they're searching, they're not searching that way. They're searching just roofing contractor Edmonton or roofing contractor Calgary, and they're they just go to the website. So we've tried sending them to the blog. Mm-hmm. We've put, like the little sub links, right, where you get the little summary in Google AdWords. But it's generally leading to them to the website. And from what I've seen from Google Analytics is that you just try and design the website to focus around getting them to the blog. And then lately we've experimented with some stuff that you've done, right, or that you've directed us to, mm-hmm. which is focusing more on landing pages and to specific infographics based on the certain search terms. So I guess a number of small microsites leading to specific infographics or an ebook instead of the website. So we're experimenting with different things all the time, but sure. Google AdWords has been primarily just to the website, and okay. Facebook ads has been to microsites and stuff like that.
So you've been doing AdWords, and you started to do Facebook. Now, just want to give you, before we start talking about the Facebook stuff, I want to give a quick little kind of a funny backstory. Funny for me, because I talked to you on the sales page for my FB Advantage program. I had a live chat feature, and the program was closing at midnight that night. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we were chatting on there, myself and you, for at about 11:30, about 30 minutes before the program was closing. And you were very skeptical about Facebook ads because you've been doing AdWords for a while, and you just weren't really sure about it. And I loved the skepticism. I loved the questioning of it. And you jumped right into it. And I love what I love about what you're doing, Adam, is you are not afraid to test things out. And as we can see here with the blog and the infographics and the AdWords and the direct mail and all the stuff that you've been talking about, you jumped right into Facebook ads and said, okay, let's take a look at how we can leverage the targeting on Facebook ads and putting, and growing the business. And so kind of take us through what you started out doing with your Facebook ads.
Well, so prior to that, all my Facebook ads were just boosted. Like the only Facebook ads would be like boosted posts, right? Yeah. That's all it'd be. It would just be, you'd kind of be doing it the same way you do it on Google, right? Sure. Or stuff like that. It wouldn't be really native to the platform. And so I guess when I initially got into the Facebook ads, we had just focused on trying to share. So it'd be like you're sharing a blog post, essentially, mm-hmm. that was our infographic. And we would start, what happened once I joined the course was trying to focus more on making it like an ad. You know what I mean? Like something exciting, a hook to get them to go visit the blog, and then try and exchange that for getting an email address and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because... You're right. That talk we had late at night I was so anti this.
Yeah.
But now it's primarily leading towards an ebook that we've done, and now we're experimenting with video ads and stuff like that, and starting to push some boundaries. We've encountered some of the stuff like Facebook disallowing a post and stuff like that. So we're overcoming some new challenges and learning new things every day. But it's funny because my opinion, from the point of view of a local business operator, was that everybody online is selling, my concern was everybody like Rick is selling internet marketing to internet marketers who mm-hmm. want to learn new ways to sell mm-hmm. internet marketing to people who actually want to run a business. So it's like everybody in Rick's course is a Google AdWords guy learning how to be a Facebook ads guy who ultimately will have no clue how to advertise to a to a roofing customer. It's like if you're not selling personal training, or some kind of internet marketing, it doesn't work. It's like it's just basically the best way to make money on the internet is selling, making money on the internet.
Right. Outside
of
super meta,
98% of of the internet marketing world.
Right.
And so I thought none of these techniques will work for me. I can't have a 5 tips for weight loss ebook concept translate into the roofing industry. And it was completely wrong. It was the same thing as using the infographics and AdWords. It just had to be positioned differently. So now you have a landing page and a you know, in a funnel that gives them an ebook, that gives them information-based marketing, that directs them down the funnel, then, you know, give them a call to action for, you know, saving some money on a roof, and then just boom, people end up going down that path in the same way that they would if they, five tips on how to market your business on Facebook now, five tips to make money you selling personal training on Instagram, all the same stuff that everybody's doing to make money on the internet, you can do to make money in a local service-based business that has a high, way higher ticket item. With no pay now button, you can still do it using the stuff that you've been teaching.
Yeah. So what is the average cost of a new roof? I mean, I'm not a homeowner, but I'm guessing it's what, between $10,000 and $20,000.
You know, a small house is six.
Okay.
The job that I left today is 40,000. So I mean, it can be. I mean, the most expensive roof we've ever done was $68,000, which, wow. I mean, is pretty big house, right?
Yeah.
I would say the average is six to 15.
Six to 15. Okay. So suffice it to say, this is a high ticket, quote unquote, item here. And yeah. Tell us about the funnel that you're taking people through with this ebook that, you know, that I remember that you and I talked about, you know, in the Facebook group, you talked a lot about as far as like, what should you lead with if you put this ebook together? So what is the ebook, and then kind of take us through what the sales funnel is to get people to potentially become a customer of you guys.
So, you know, it took me about a month and a bit before I actually did anything with the information I learned in the course. You know, the first, if I want to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first six sharpening the axe kind of thing. So it was a lot of developing the ebook and getting a plan together.
Yep.
And so now what is leading people in is, I mean, we tested a number of different headlines, text, everything like what you're talking about. So got some suggestions, some people on the Facebook group, but it was essentially, combining a lot of what we did with the ebook or with the infographics on knowing the elements of roofing and the differences between roofing products, and adding in how to hire and qualify, and search for roofing contractors, and how to understand the process of what's going to happen when you're looking to get your job, and how to protect yourself from a lot of the problems. Because the roofing industry, the one unique thing about it compared to lots of other construction is that, you know, two people can go take a half ton and a ladder and a $400 compressor and start a roofing company. And now you're protecting your most expensive asset with a roof that's put together by two guys that just decided right. They wanted to. And then 2 weeks later, you know, they get divorced and now their company's defunct and they are no more and they're working on a drilling rig. You know what I mean? Like that's a huge problem. Where the neighbor of the $40,000 roof, the neighbor had the exact same problem on their $40,000 roof. 5 years later, it's leaking and they hired the guy who worked for the company that got to do the estimate. So the guy who came to do the estimate pitched him doing the job separately on the side with his own guys. So basically stole the business from the company that gave him a job.
Wow.
So that is a problem that exists, is that people don't really know how much, you know, how to tell the difference between a good roofing company, a huge roofing company that hires subcontractors, and then the tailgate roofing company. They don't know how to tell the difference. And so we made this ebook that was, you know, insider secrets to saving money on roofing, right? And so it was all about how to hire contractors, how to qualify them, how to know, how to, you know, if they say they have WCB, well, how to check that they actually have workers' compensation. If they say they have insurance, that's great. If they have it on their business card, WCB, fully insured, fantastic. How do you check? How do you know for sure, right? And then how do you know if it's the right kind of insurance? I mean, if the ladder falls on your truck or goes through a window, are you covered? If it falls on your neighbor's vehicle, is it covered? If a guy falls off the roof, I mean, is there the kind of insurance where if somebody falls off the roof, are they liable, or is the homeowner liable for the guy that just died?
So you're giving this value to people. You're not even selling your own business, or selling your own services, I should say. You're giving value and giving helpful information that people could take and hire somebody else that isn't even you guys. But what this is doing is this is showing you and establishing, as you mentioned before, you guys as an authority in the roofing business in the Edmonton area.
Absolutely. But someone could download this ebook in Massachusetts, and most of this information, like 99.9% of this information, would still be relevant, right? It's not something that's unique to us. It's just something that we found is, how do we provide so much value up front that people would love us so much that they just want to find out how much we charge, rather than, you know, just basically take all the guesswork out of it and just make us the obvious choice.
I love it. So once they consume, so you have the ebook, you have the information in there. And so tell us about the funnel that you guys have set up.
So, you know, we did it through ClickFunnels just for different reasons, mostly simplicity. I'm so busy, I didn't have time to, I understand the platform and sure. It made it easy for emailing and stuff. But, you know, we set it up. So the first page is just, boom, big picture of the ebook, Insider Secrets to Saving Money on Roofing and you know, avoid costly mistakes, some bullet form points on how to, you know, what's contained in the ebook. Give us your, you know, your name and email. Get your download link now, boom, click the button, submits us the name and email, right? And that puts us into something that we can kind of do some pre-roofing contract interest marketing to, but not necessarily like Sargent's Roofing, you know what I mean? Just sure. Maybe do some follow-ups to the ebook or some more information about roofing that kind of keep them up to date. Yeah. And then from there, it says, you know, so there's your download link button on the left, and on the right-hand side, there's a hook that says, you know, if you're also interested in having a trusted roofing contractor contact you, you know, the partnership of developing this book is Sargent's Roofing, and, you know, they're offering 11% off on the roofing service side of things, right? So if you'd like to get that, click now. You know, basically makes it just to save 11% off on roofing. You click a button, goes to the next page.
Sorry, that's on the thank you page after they opt in for the book?
Okay. Yes, sorry. That'll be the thank you page after the opt-in.
Okay.
So second page is thank you. Here's your download button. By the way, here's a trusted roofing contractor. If you'd like to save 11% on your roof, you know, maybe go to contact them too. Click that button. Then it's name and phone number, and that goes to a completely separate list. And then that, after that, that is just the thank you page and you're done. So it's bang, bang, bang. And on the third page, you know, we get their name and phone number. And if they go that far, then someone from Sargent's Roofing, you know, contacts them. But otherwise, you know, we don't abuse them having downloaded the ebook to mm-hmm. jump directly into a roof sale.
Right.
Kind of let them opt into that. And it also lets me see how many people are interested in the ebook versus how many people are actually interested in buying a roof right now.
Yeah, so in order for them to get information about the 11% off, they have to opt in twice, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because they opt in for the book on the thank you page, then they get that offer, and then they have to give you their name and their phone number again.
Yes, so okay. They have to specifically be interested in buying a roof.
Yep.
Before I'll basically engage them in a conversation about buying a roof.
So, okay. So when they give you their name and their phone number, they're not saying, yes, I want to buy a roof. They're just saying, hey, let's talk about, you know, what this entails, what goes into it, potentially becoming, you know, they want to learn more information essentially.
Yeah. So it's like step one, here's some tips on how to hire a roofing contractor. My thought process is if you're interested in hiring a roofing contractor, you're probably going to want to get a roof done eventually,
yeah.
But maybe not right now. Maybe you're planning 3 months, 6 months down the road. I mean, this is a huge purchase point, right? And so if you do that, now if the person happens to already be in the roofing shopping process, which a lot of what we're doing as far as sending traffic mm-hmm. to this page is, you know, using some things that I've figured out how to actually target people who are probably in the roofing shopping process. So visits, websites they visited, you know, stuff like that, right? You know, different custom audiences that you've helped us set up. So people who are on our site 6 months ago,
yeah.
Right? That's someone we would target with the how to hire a roofing contractor because they haven't seen this ebook.
Right. Okay.
And then when they get to that point, now on the second page, it says, you know, hey, thanks. Here's your download. You know, go read the book if you want, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to do anything. But by the way, here's a coupon for 11% off at a trusted roofing contractor, Sargent's Roofing, because the ebook is not branded.
Okay. That was my next question. Okay.
Right. There's some stuff in there, and a lot of this infographics and stuff have it. But like, if you were to pull it out, look at the cover, right? It does not indicate that this is a Sargent's Roofing book. It's got a separate website that doesn't have any Sargent's Roofing stuff on it, really. It's very, I mean, it even says copyright Adam Sand Limited at the bottom. Like it's very non-confrontational that this is, you know, not trying to sell you roofing, which again, I'm open to thoughts on that.
That would be interesting to test out because I would think that would add some additional credibility to you guys because people are seeing, oh, this book is from a roofing company, but then you're careful with like, you're not outwardly promoting that your particular company, you're just giving value. So mm-hmm. I don't know, it's something to think about. I didn't know that you didn't brand that ebook as, you know, as Sargent's Roofing. That's really interesting.
when you open the ebook and when you read through it, I mean, like inside it, there's a lot of stuff on Sargent's Roofing, but just on the cover, it's not. Right. Inside it, you mean you definitely know that this has been done by Sargent's Roofing. Okay. It's just outwardly, it's not.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
And then, but so when you at the point where you've just clicking on the download button, it's not very outward that this is Sargent's Roofing. Mm. But then it just basically says here, you know, is 11% off on roofing. If you'd like to get 11% off on roofing, put this information in, and we'll contact you. Right.
Okay.
And then at that point, if they give us the name and phone number, then we just phone them. We have their email from step one.
Yeah.
But we phone them directly and say, hey, you know, we just seen that you signed up to receive 11% off on roofing. You know, we'd love to learn more about your project. And have you had a chance to read the ebook yet? What'd you think about it? You know, absolutely. If you have any questions or anything like that, usually they haven't read the ebook yet. They've downloaded it, but they haven't read it. And we say, well, you know what? There's a ton of information in there, so we can book a time to come for an estimate, and it's usually, you know, 4 or 5 days out.
Yeah.
And then by that time, they've read the ebook. They have all these questions, right?
Which is great.
That we're already prepared to answer. We've shown them what questions they need to ask.
Yeah.
And we've already and everything about how we present selling a roof and doing a roof and setting up for the project. Everything is designed around that information. So they know, like I believe in business, you should always tell your customer what you're going to do, then do what you said you're going to do, then tell them what you did and start that process over again. They already know everything that's going to happen. They know that here's our WCB number. They know how to call and confirm that. There's our insurance. They know how to call and confirm that. They know how we do our estimates. They understand that when I say, okay, so you're going to have 18 pieces of drip edge on your roof, they know that what that is and why it's on the estimate. They don't feel like it's an upsell. Mm. They want to make sure that it's there. You got the drip edge on there, right, Adam? Because we want that, because we saw that. Right. Right? We understand
you're
how
educating
that works.
Them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, instead of having to overcome these huge objections and this information gap, and then having to build trust all on site when you have some stranger on your property climbing all over your roof, we're going into it saying, yeah, you know, these are all the things we read about, and we want the BP shingles, and, you know, we're wondering, sometimes they even ask, you know, should we go with the malarkey, or would you think the BP is kind of what we're looking for? Or, you know, like now they have questions built around context. It's not, is that good? And then they need to get the second guy in there to get an estimate and then ask him to reconfirm everything we've said and then call us both back and find out which one's willing to cut each other's throat more or discount the price.
Right.
Now
right.
We show up. It's kind of like we provide a few affirmations about things that they already thought or some interpretations from the ebook that maybe they're unsure about, and boom, we're done. We just move on and maybe hash out some details as far as what fits their budget, and the roofing is done. We're not calling them back 2, 3, 5 days a week later, a month later, finding out if they've got the other estimates. And then, you know what I mean? And if they've got other estimates, it's very easy for them. I mean, we don't lose contracts to bad contractors anymore. We only lose contracts to once in a while, another contractor who's, you know, deserves to eat our lunch once in a while.
Sure.
But,
you don't lose
the price ever.
You're marketing to them. You're getting the sale and marketing from an educational perspective. You're not being overly salesy. You're not on the price and all this stuff. You're educating them up front. You're kind of pre-qualifying them and, you know, getting it taken care of up front, overcoming these objections before you even have these conversations with them, basically, and kind of holding their hand, leading them into the sale.
Certainly, like there's all different kinds of customers. Some customers want to have the best of the best roof or the best of the best car, the best of the best everything, right? Some people want the bargain basement. Some people love to haggle and negotiate. Some people hate it, right? Some people want to be educated. Some people learn by video and by audio and by paper and by interactions mm-hmm. with people. I know how to communicate information very well one specific way. I'm an idiot in the other 95 ways, but I know one way to communicate really well. And now I just try and find the customer that is going to agree with the way that I do things and the way that Joe does things. And if I can find if I can get really good at finding that kind of customer, the one who wants to do all the research and know everything and feel really comfortable with their decision and go into it from a position of power, not a position of weakness. And if that customer loves the way we market and they always want us to do their roof. There's so many roofs out there, right? And there's so many customers out there in whatever industry you're in. We just want to find the customer that loves us and give that customer way more value than anybody else does. If someone else has a blog, we want to have the best one. If someone else wants to get information, we want to have the most information. For the customer who just wants to call three companies, get three guys to come to an estimate, call them all back, say this guy offered this guy offered this, this guy offered this, and then pick the one that goes the lowest price that you like the most, that customer might not pick us.
Yeah.
And those are luck of the draw. But I'm going to do my best to weed those out before we go and waste 2 or 3 hours of our time doing an estimate. I want the guy who just wants to know how much they got to pay us.
So, I had so many questions kind of going through my mind there as you were talking about it. What has this led you to this summer? You know, we're recording this in the middle of July here over the summer 2016. And if I'm not mistaken, on the estimates that you guys have scheduled, are you not overly booked with these because of this? Because of the strategy? Tell us about that.
So this is year three that I've been involved in Sargent's Roofing. I would say that this has been my most successful attempt at getting involved with these businesses doing this. Basically we've increased business by 40%.
Wow.
It's put it this way. I quit my job 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
To do this full time?
Yes.
Good for you. Congrats, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just don't. When does the podcast go up?
This is going to go live the third week of July.
Perfect. I only say that because I got my mortgage paperwork signed tomorrow, so they probably wouldn't like to hear that I quit my job today.
Oh, okay. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. So yeah, that's great. So you've increased the business 40% just through this strategy, you think?
Yes. So essentially, I'm in a contract for Google AdWords, but I've been fighting for 2-3 weeks now to get out of that contract. But it's gone to the point now where it is such a I don't know what the word would be, but it is such a large gap between what success we've achieved with Google AdWords, mm-hmm. what success we've achieved with Sargent's with the Facebook ads, that we're fighting to get out of the contract.
Oh, I don't really? Want okay.
Basically I'm trying to get out of the contract without paying the penalty. That's the only thing.
Well, so what you're doing here, and I'm so glad. Congratulations again on leaving your job. I think that's amazing. 40% increase in business. I wasn't aware of that number either. That is amazing. What you're doing here is you're doing Facebook ads exactly how Facebook wants you to approach it. You're adding value. You're leading with value first. And, you know, Facebook wants to protect the user experience at all costs. And the way that we as advertisers can help with that, or align with that, I should say, is through leading with value. So you are doing that here. You're giving that value. You're doing the blog posts. You're doing infographics. You're doing this ebook, and you have a strategy. You have a sales funnel set up, leading people through when they first get to know you. They don't, you know, maybe they don't know what Sargent's Roofing is at all, but you're introducing them to the business by leading with value, giving them that value, and then leading them through overcoming all these objections before you even talk to them. And, you know, with this, you haven't been doing this that long because you joined the course in the middle of April, if I'm not mistaken. So May, yep. June, July. So let's just say 3 months. Businesses, you know, increase the business 40%. You're leaving your job. And now you're trying to get out of it, of a Google AdWords, you know, contract that you have. Adam, I didn't know some of these things that you shared here today, but I just want to congratulate you again. I think what you're doing is amazing. I love the approach that you're doing. Obviously, it's working, and I'm really excited to kind of stay in the note here and watch you as you move on to the next, or add, I should say, to what you're doing with the next opportunity. So congrats, man. I'm really, really happy for you. This has been really, really great. Thank you so much for coming on to the show and taking us through here. I'm going to link up, you mentioned Ebith, the book there. I recently read that. I read that about 6 or 7 months ago. It's a great book. I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes. But thank you so much again for coming on here. This has been awesome.
Hey, thank you for everything.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Adam today. Really good interview with him. I talked to him for a little bit after we finished up here, and I just couldn't tell him enough how proud I was of him and excited for him of the success that he's having with the business and what he's up to. Now that he's leaving his full-time job, I absolutely love it. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. Now, these are happening this week. The live online trainings are happening this week. I'm doing 3 of them starting on Wednesday, July 27th. I'm going to do 2 on Wednesday, the 27th, and 1 on Thursday, the 28th. So if you are listening to this episode in time and you want to register for one of these free live online trainings, just go over to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, that's rickmulready.com/local training. And you can sign up for a day and time that works best for you right there. Or you can text the word local training. That's one word, local training, to 44222. And we'll send you the registration page so you can choose a day and time that works best for you right there. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Got a lot of great content coming your way here on the podcast. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.